First John chapter 5 and verse 4. The scripture says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We are going to pray for the next 3 minutes. The victory that we seek is in our faith. Something locked up in the faith of God that found expression in our being when we got born again. Something so powerful that the scripture says that the victory that we have over the world, Satan, and the world system is found in our faith. The tools we seek is not outside. I want you to pray in the next 3 minutes. And release the powers of the faith of God that is inside of you. The Bible says that in the book of Jude, it said, "Dearly beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit." This is the victory that overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh Satan. This is what enthrones us. This is what brings us into the frontiers of dominion. This is what brings us to the realms where the world and Satan has nothing on us. We are not afraid. We are not terrified. Not because we are strong in ourselves, but because of the faith of God that is inside of us. Pray in the Spirit for the next 2 minutes. Subranda baboko sabrata babinantale. Aitoko sabranta babante breta panahaska beta banta. Zibrendoko pata banante. Grate paparanta brata baita bakabena. Sabrata patua kaprate dante. This is the victory. Gianta baboko branta baberante lianda prakapata babentalia. Zotai la kapenta papantai. A new release of faith in the hearts of men. That fear will flee the territory. Sonamanta kambreta pahata kapaska beta tambele. For this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Something about our faith that the world cannot withstand. Something about our faith that Satan can withstand. Kapante kos kapata panate. Zabreta papanta brako pataska benate. Iante barapata pepiranta brata papatoska betane. Kapale kapale. Zoprata papanta brata papapinanta braka pata papela tapakos kapatali. Ay kapetas kapeta papanta brata papela kapatos kapata papinandele brete bebele tadia. For this is the victory. Our faith is the victory. Our faith is the victory.
Rapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapap rata papana, rapato kapatas kapeta, ramanta pape, anda papa, somebody, let your faith go on the overdrive, 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 overdrive. Let your faith overflow. Let your faith burst out. I cut him parata bakabataska betalia. I copala bahasatemata. God knew what he told you by his faith. He know that you can never tap the ultimate power that is in your faith. He knows that war, Satan, sickness, plague has nothing to do to the man that the faith of God has filled inside. We generate so much faith that fear will disappear, not just in our lives but in our families. It will disappear in the territory. Aiko Sabaila Kabana. Shakambreta ba, ay kapenda rapata patas kapenate, rapata papa tapa kapata patato, rapata papa papa barata papa rata. But this is the victory. Oh my God, kapa, I taskape, manta papanda baba, rapata papanda baba, I tate, I kapende bratapa, rapata papakamena, I tapataskape, rapai la bokata.
Is such that it has the capacity to conquer everything and anything. It is such that there is nothing, that there is an obstacle, a challenge that we have seen so far that can stand before it. Even the disciples saw many things along the way. In their opinion, this one is very big. And they said, increase our faith. He said, no, that's not the challenge. Even if the faith is as small as a mustard seed, he still has the capacity to make the mountain move from here to there. See, how much faith do you need to deal with those big things that you think about? Those things that people is afraid of. It doesn't take much faith. The Bible says, even if it's as small as a mustard seed. When we pray like this, the first thing that comes into us is a new consciousness of the things that God has installed in us, bigger than our mind can ever come into the economy. That is why most times the revelations have to be spiritual, so that your spirit will be educated thereby. Because the matters that we speak about is not natural, and nothing can lay hold on it. The spirit has to be educated. If you are strong, you are strong inside. If you are weak, you are weak inside. Faith is not about bravado. Faith is not carelessness. Faith is not the fact that, no. Faith is a substance. If you have 1 million naira, when they ask you to buy something that is 100,000, and you stretch forth your hand to buy it, is it bravado? Meanwhile, the person that has only 1,000 naira, we think you are showing off. You are not showing off. Are you showing off when you have 1 million and you have something of 100,000 to buy? You are not showing off. You have substance. But do you know what is bravado? Bravado is that you have 1,000 naira. And then they say that this clothes is 100,000. You say, just be packing it inside the bag. I was watching one video. Somebody went to a restaurant and ate. Some of you have seen it. After eating, they now told him the price. He now found out he can't pay. He now went to the kitchen and was watching plates. He did it for 1 month. He has not been able to pay for what he ate in just 1 hour. Are you with me? That one is bravado. You don't have substance. Jesus said, if you will come into the reality of even the small measure of faith that you have, that small measure, the mustard seed measure, is still enough to move a mountain. What do you think is a mountain? Satan will do many things to make sure that you don't realize these possibilities. And that is why anytime he comes, what he pumps into the territory is fear, fear, fear. His greatest weapon is fear. What is people afraid of? If you ask them what they are afraid of, they don't know. Is it hunger that people is dying every day of? Is it sickness people is dying every day of? Do you know how many people die in hospitals? I don't know much, but the day my brother was operated on, I stayed with him for those 3-4 days. You will be, is this teaching hospital, you'll be at the emergency ward. That place, the bed beside us, they are carrying cups and they are living. And they will admit another person. The person will lie down. He won't know that it's a corpse that left the last 15 minutes. Corpse left, that's why, in my own opinion, don't be comfortable in a hospital bed. A corpse left that place. You have to, you people that work there, you have to sanitize yourself with the blood of Jesus. Before you know it, your mind, if you don't sanitize your mind, you will start thinking somehow. Anytime I enter that emergency ward, there is an atmosphere he carries. He has an atmosphere of his own. Go and try it. That hospital ward carries an atmosphere of despondency, frustration, hopelessness. Try it. Go and check next time. Because my job is to trace the spirit. I'm a spiritual man. You can be looking at the natural. Me, I'm looking at the spiritual. Whenever I enter a place, whenever I interact with a person, I don't look at you physically. I try to trace what is happening in the spirit. The smallest amongst us can put Satan on the flight. Anyway, this is if you have substance. This is if you what? Do you know why people are even afraid? It's because they don't have anything. Some of them think they have something. Oh. You see all those people that is deceiving people, quoting faith, quoting grace and all of them has run inside. Do you know why? If corona catch you, you will say the truth. You see all those fake pastors, fake prophets and all those things. This is not time they show themselves. Oh. If corona catch them, they will go to hell very fast. Let me tell you why. Because when the real issues come, that's when you will really know the people that really believe in God. They are not afraid. That is the time that they shine. The time that issues come is not the days that you should be. That's the time you should shine. The Bible said, arise, what? For thy light is come. Why? He now said that gross darkness shall cover the earth. That is the reason why you are shining. You see, your light is inconsequential if there is no darkness. You need darkness, even the thicker one, for you to now shine. I'm glad I'm born in these days. Some of you want to be born in the day of Jesus. It's possible if you are born there, you won't be among the 12 apostles and they won't know your name. You don't know. God wants you to be counted among. So let me not go deep into it. It's better I'm born now than in the day of Kenehege. It's better now. They won't know you that time now. It's only Kenneth that they will know. Are you getting the point? This everything about you is constructed to shine now. This is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Your faith. What is even your faith? What is your faith that God said that all solution is inside it? That if you deal well with that facility, it can overcome anything that Satan can bring. If it is true that your faith have that power, what do you think Satan will attack first when it comes to your life? What do you think Satan will attack when he wants to bring down the church? When do you think Satan will attack when he wants to cage a territory? What do you think Satan will attack when he wants to keep a whole nation bound? Is faith. The opposite of faith is fear. Fear, fear. You see how everybody is now caged in the power of fear. You can't have faith in fear. Not possible. It's possible you can have faith in doubt, but never in fear. How much faith do you have? It's enough. That's why I'm here. It's enough. I can't go to Haskila. Jesus. Anytime I stand here, my feet will leave ground. I'm going to stand in heaven. I know you don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's just an information. But there are people that have realized their real identity in the spirit. And then they don't function from the earth. There is a reason why, if you still have weapons and instruments from the earth realm to war against what Satan is bringing, that is from heavenly places, it won't work now. Haven't you noticed that the weapons we have against Satan, that it seems as if he can withstand it? Him too is upgrading. He's upgrading. It's when we went to that federal photo that we now saw. There are four spirits we saw. The last one was python. We fired the python. The python, we enter inside the cocoon and hide. No matter the fire that you bring, it will hide under that cocoon. When you leave, it will come out. What does he tell you? I'm not talking. That's not my emphasis. My emphasis is this: that Satan has devised way to survive Holy Ghost fire. you have noticed. Have you not entered warfare and you are shouting Jesus, Jesus? The thing is telling you, some of you will tell you, haven't you seen your Jesus is not working now? Have you not seen those? You are praying in tongues, same wrong. The thing is not even affecting the spirit. Because you have not dealt well with the dimension of faith that it takes to conquer that level. This is the victory. He didn't say this is how you gain victory. It is true. What did he say? This is a victory. Even my faith. Somebody pray in the next 1 minute. My faith gives me victory. My faith gives me victory over Satan, over affliction, over the powers of darkness, over the enemy. My God, I feel like I'm clothed. I feel like I'm clothed with a garment from heaven. For this is a victory. Evil never fails. Satan has nothing that can stand the force of the faith of God that resides in our spirit. Proverbs chapter 1. The Lord met me 2 days ago. So, there is something He told me. Forever, your name is ever. You are always and before. had a wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You had a wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You had a wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You had a wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You had a wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. Make us wise, O God. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Make us wiser. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. I come out. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. I stand the power. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. I come out. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever.
You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the we time bigger. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the we time bigger. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Make us wise, O God. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Make us wise, make us wise. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. My God, you are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Tell him to make you wise. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Capacity to understand the times and seasons, to understand the dealings and workings of God in around and our life and territory. You are the wisdom before time. Make us wise. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Oh my God. Sana mama nanate. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before. Why is the children of the kingdom foolish? Give us wisdom, O God. Make us wise. 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 Aita sene manata kambre sovarante pamanta kabinantai ai kopanta pambre tabande kota manata ai sapepetete ai sapepepetete ruskabanita. Make us wise. Kaita manta barata kaskabela. The Bible says, why is he the children of the world? He's wiser than the children of the kingdom. Make us wise, O God. Take away every foolishness in our ways and in our actions. Take away foolishness from our heart. Sabakumbreta itabaka bentale. Aistobabanta babalia. Radoas kabela. When Saul appeared before Samuel, he said, why hast thou done so foolishly? Mercy departed because of foolishness. Make us wise. Make us wise. Wise men
will always find a path of mercy, path of power, path of resources, path of sustenance. It doesn't matter what is happening. They will always find a solution. They will find a recourse, a reference. They will find a sustenance. They will find a place where the rivers of water flows everlasting. They can never be stuck. Why is it that the children of the world is wiser than they of the... Make us wise, oh God. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Kalisk. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Time began. Time began. There is a wisdom that predated creation. All you need is wisdom, 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 wisdom. Not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom that is of God. The wisdom that is divine and eternal. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Haina matene tema mama nani atena kamane. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Sonata mama kiatele, aita baba manatani natama koma inana. My God. Make us wise, oh God. That we understand the times and the seasons to align ourselves for the movement of the heavenlies, to align with the heavenly procession and orderlies. Aita koska benta ita bakumbre zota babrene dekembre tabaita. Sakura dambele kota tabita lambetala. What we seek is locked in the wisdom of God. Sota bambreta ita kamera tamanta aprekos kaparantela rabatando rada pakabina tailetwa. Oh my God. Sade kande preto sabatani tapakambre rosta pepenete pepetia katepananta para rapata papite kota kapenata rapako rata pate kapena amrata pakambeta. Make us wise, O God. I capetan de paila, rapatokas capetamantapa, ambetokambrata. As the world cry without any solution, as the world cry without any alternative, as everyone cry, make us wise, O God. Make us wise to understand the rules of the heavenlies, to understand the movement of the planetary bodies, to understand the alignment of the universe, to understand the speakings of the stars and the moon, to align with the angelic host, to line up with your wisdom, to bring ourselves to the place where your abundance, where your emphasis is. We ask you to make us wise, make us wise, make us wise. Make us wise, O God. I nene tene ne mama mama na iya tanga tanina ta.
Brede de costa parana matanina kaine ne meneta mama. Hia te maledi akumana dana mama mana tie tie ne de tie ne de ne mene ko inana kamana natalia. When you see the sun set in the east, then you know that a certain time and a season, things has been broken in the heavenlies. What sayest the Lord? Make us wise, O God. Akamanatai, Kopatale, Aistopakambe, Patoatambre Tapatai Telea, Aikapento. Rapatai la bakatentalia, stabilete betento kambra, aika penta baranta babokatoa. You cannot afford not to be wise in this season. You cannot afford to tap into the heavenly resources. You cannot afford to tap into the bounties of the eternal world, the wisdom that informed creation.
I say, mama, na iteke demo. Brine ne te ina makama mana nani. Etene ne me te me koma mama mane. Oh my God. The words of God has made us wise. His laws has made us wise. His breath has made us wise. The wisdom of the world we fail. The wisdom of the world we fail. The wisdom of the wise we fail. We seek that the Lord make us wise. If you are not wise in this season, you will cry like the rest of the world. You will cry like them. But when the Lord makes you wise, you will have an understanding of the times and seasons. You will be equipped with what it takes. Make us wise, O God. The angel Gabriel flew down with mighty speed as a response to the prayer of Daniel. He said, Daniel, oh beloved Daniel, I am come to give you skill and wisdom and understanding. It was not about the turmoil and the persecution of the people. It was about the wisdom that it takes to prosecute God's days. Thank you. There is no better season. All you need is just a little drop of the wisdom of God, and you'll be able to succor a generation. Make me wise. Make me wise. Make me wise. Whether you are a preacher, you are anything. I was praying some time ago, and the Lord reminded me of the proceeds of the encounter I had many years ago. I was on Vet Mount, University of Nigeria, 2011, December 24th. I was not aware of the many things that I know now, but the Lord spoke to me. He told me, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. In those days, I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to talk now. But I didn't know how much the warfare of the last days will be. That it will be a warfare of wisdom. You don't know what is wisdom yet. It takes wisdom to build. It takes wisdom to craft doctrines. Very soon you will begin to see men rule by their teachings and doctrines. What is a doctrine? Doctrine is beyond a teaching. It is a philosophy, a culture, a way of life. Bringing people into that economy. Informing the way people's worldview. Doctrine is an attempt to shape people's worldview. So when they begin to teach children from when they are small, in America, 6-year-old, that you are not male, you are not female, you don't know what you are. What is that? It's a doctrine. So we need men that will be made wise by God to be practitioners of doctrine. For example, you notice schools are shut. Believe it or not, very soon, the system, a lot of things will change. Ask God to make you wise. Don't you think that a time will come when you will not want to send your children to certain schools? What do you do then? That they shouldn't go to school. Then there will be a need for homeschooling. There are many people that are not willing to submit their children to those things that is happening in America. What did they do? They started doing homeschooling for them. It's a doctrine. Doctrines are byproduct of wisdom. Survive in these last days. We need wisdom. When the Lord came and reminded me, said, if you will seek me, I will make you wise. Meanwhile, you will think, when I started meet, I used to think power is the most important thing. Until you have power, you don't know what to do with it. Now know that wisdom is the indeed. Wisdom is what? Principality. With all your getting, get wisdom. What does it mean? With all your getting, get wisdom. What does it mean? It means that after, if at all there is anything you have, mortgage it. The Bible spoke about a man that was looking at a piece of real estate, and then he found a treasure in it. What did he do? He went and sold everything he had so that he would buy that piece of estate. Why? Because of what he found inside. Such is the meaning of that scripture that said, wisdom is the principal thing, and with all thy getting. So you mortgage everything you have such that you will be able to lay hold on wisdom. Sometimes we mortgage power. Sometimes we mortgage many things so that peradventure God will make us wise. God will make us wise. I want to show you something. We will trust God to make our lips the pen of the ready writer in the next 30 minutes. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 said, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These are heavy matters. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. How many things? Wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion is strange. These scriptures are loaded. It is not given to young men. By the natural order of things, it is not given to young men to be discreet. It is not given to young men to be wise. That is why this scripture that is we are talking about here, it has to take a lot for you to begin to fully understand this scripture. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. You are not with me. If you are with me, say amen. Now, he said that a young man has wisdom and discretion. These are actually things that is given to old men. When the Bible talks about knowledge, beyond this, is a capacity to enter into bodies of truth, hidden, proven things, proven experiences, and begin to pass it down. These things are not given to men. It is something you accumulate as you live in life. Discretion is not given to young men. It is something you accumulate as you live in life. For example, now, if an elderly person come and take it easy, you cannot understand why he's saying take it easy. Probably he has seen it 7 times in his life, that somebody that did this thing you are doing now had this result. But you don't know. It is not given to wise men to be this. Your father can even tell you, you can bring somebody, say you want to marry. Your father will tell you, don't marry from this side. You say, I'm in love. Say, I'm in love. Say, I'm in love. When matter becomes serious, you find out that your definition of love is not enough to sustain a marriage. Yes. Then you now see that their behavior matters. You don't know. You don't want to go into that. Don't go and carry somebody and marry and not show me. You don't know what will save you from. They are, believe it or not, there are people that will enter your life. Your life will turn upside down. And there are people that will enter your life. Your life will jack up. there are ladies you will marry today, you can't fail in life. If you want to fail, they will refuse. You can't marry such people and fail. But there are ladies you will marry. No matter how you hustle, you will fail. You don't even... I don't know why I'm saying this thing. Maybe somebody needs it. The weakness of a man is a woman. You can be very, very strong until now married. You have deliberately allowed the vulnerability. It is on that day that you now find out you are actually weak. And marriage is deliberately allowing a legal weakness. It's not just normal weakness. It's a legal weakness. Such that if your wife is a witch, you can't cast the thing away. I'm just using that extreme example. You can't pray it away because the one is sitting legally. Unless there is a way you can get your wife delivered, you can't say die. You are saying you don't know how the realm of the spirit operates. This is why home witchcraft is the worst. The one inside, the person is there by legal means. You can't chase the person away. He has right to stay there. Even God is a just God. So he cannot mete out judgment without looking at the legal implications to make sure it measures up to justice. Even when he promised the children of Israel, he said that this land, I'm giving it to you, the Canaanites. He didn't still chase the people away. He said, I'll wait for 400 years. Why? So that their sins will be full. So that he will be just to eject them. So even though promise captures your destiny, God will still wait till all the justice measurements is now balanced. For example, the person that is sitting in your position is not time for him to leave. Some of you don't know why you are not yet married. Some of you don't know why you have not yet gotten that business and appointment. It's not demon. Sometimes it's not demon and devil. The reason is that I'm with me. Are you with me? You are not with me. There is a way you pursue God, young man. God will not allow you to marry anybody. You don't know. He will be unjust. If you obey him and follow him, he will be unjust. He will be unjust to give you one guy like that. Except you are not careful. In those cases, God rewards. Now, but you need to be patient to receive reward. I can show you from the scripture. You know now. The Bible said, after that you have done everything, that you have to be patient to receive the reward. Are you with me? So the person that you are supposed to has not reached the place where it will be just by God's measurement for that person to be a partner to somebody like you. I know you don't believe these things I'm telling you, but I have gone into the heart of God and he taught me these matters for long. And a lady met me those days. She said, let's go and pray. God is saying, I'm sorry, I was very harsh. I'm not like that these days. People say I'm harsh today, but it used to be worse. I now told the lady that, as you are now, if God give you to me as wife, he is unjust to me. You need to view yourself that way. Yes. In the kingdom, we don't do things by luck. You need to know that there are principles. When you follow it, God will be unjust. There is a way you raise a cry. Say, thou just one of Zion. You can't. When you pray that type of prayer, God will go and put pressure on one damsel like that. She won't know why she's fasting and praying every day. Do you know why? So that she will measure up. The way she is, she can't. God will go and put pressure on one brother like that. He said, I have money. I don't know why they are doing me fast and pray. You might think it's for you to carry healing anointing. It's a lie. It is because the dam is one damsel that is causing that trouble. Why am I teaching this one? Jesus, help me, man. I with you. Is one damsel. She has cried to God. And God now put pressure on you. So that you measure the way you are now. You will feel insecure when you marry that such a lady. Eh? When you marry a lady that is fasting 5 days straight and praying for 8 hours, as if she'll be cooking in the kitchen and begin kapanga papa papa papa, all the time the mouth is moving. What is this? My brother, you'll be under pressure. And the Bible says you are the head of the family. You have to tell yourself the truth now. Now, I will tell. And God is not willing to revert the established order in a family. The man is the head of the family. And when we mean head, you have to be head indeed. There is a way you lead. Eh? In the kingdom, the reality of kingdom authority is not positional and is not enforced, is not appointed. Really, the riches of authority is such that life is what supports your authority. You see, do you know why I'm the first person here? It is the water of life I supply is larger than your own. Are you with me now? That is real kingdom authority. That your authority stems from the riches of your dealings, the riches of your revelation. So we measure authority in two dimensions: the riches of your revelation and the riches of your life. I don't even want to go there. If I go there now, we won't leave. So people like Paul had the authority they have because of the abundance of revelation they have. You see, revelation, real revelation, not the junk that is flying around. Real revelation is a proof of your authority in the spirit. Because God does not grant men revelation outside of authority. Huh? In fact, the Bible says, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, real revelation is a byproduct of a lifestyle, first of all. So, before you are permitted to begin to teach deep things about prayer, you must have lived a life of prayer so much so that you are now granted authority to begin to teach those matters. Among anything you hear people teach that they have not lived is not revelation, it's head knowledge. Satan can challenge it in the spirit. Are you with me? Revelations is beyond what people spew out. It is something that is calcified in your heart, such that even in the realm of the spirit, you carry it as a substance, an entity, a reality that backs up your living. It is the cumulative effect of the support systems that back your life. Hmm? Beyond the teaching, beyond the words that we speak, these things are the support systems of your life. When a man has that in abundance, then he's a man of authority. Another is life. Are you with me? The merchandise of the kingdom of God is what? Is life. So we measure men of authority by the quota of life that they have able to supply. Have you touched some people? Just because you touch them, you begin to pray. You don't have any business praying. You touch them, they have not said anything. You begin to live holy life. They didn't say anything. It's not a preaching of holiness. Is first of all a spirit, my friend. There are people, when you touch them, you become disciplined. All this running around everywhere, you can't sit down one place. It's not when you touch those, something about them makes you disciplined. You are a talkative. You come around them. They didn't say stop talking. No, you are just. There is a life that they supply. the authority they carry is because of the water of life that they supply. Eh? That is how you measure authority. Suddenly you begin to notice that thousands of people, countless people, begin to drive towards God simply because of the life water that this man ministers. Are you with me now? Thousands of people begin to pant after God just because they looked at your picture. 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 What is in a picture? What is in a message? What is in this my talking? Come and take the mic and say it. It's life, man. It's life. As you are listening to it, it's dragging you. Even when you say, I don't want to go, it's dragging you. When you finish listening, you will pray all night. Why? It's life. Something is supplied to your spirit. Large enough to even move a strong man. It's life. It's in measures. See, you can say what I say with the utterance and everything, but it lacks the capacity to drag some people. I've listened to people, but anytime I listen to my Father in the Lord, there is a weight. It's beyond what he's saying. There is a weight. There is a weight he carries. It's the same weight. You can listen to many people, but it can do some things to you. But when you listen to us, it's a weight. It's like, it's hammer. I've told you people that the word of God can take 3 months, can come like a sword. There are people, they can cut you like sword. There are some people, it can come like fire. Some people, it can come like hammer. It will drop weight in your is life that is being supplied. You said you will have 7 streams of income this year. What happened? Life was ministered to you, and suddenly you begin to see from God's perspective. There is no motivational talk. There is no teaching that would have brought you into that economy. Did anybody tell you to do anything? How come? What happened? His life that was supplied. How can men begin to be in alignment with God, begin to find their place in God, begin to hunger after God, begin to pray, begin to fast, begin to do the things they are supposed to do simply because they came in contact with you? It is because of the life that you supply. The water is a measure. It's a measure. It's a measure, my friends. My friends. That's the authority we carry in the body of Christ. It is possible for a pastor to gather 1,000 people. Eh? And 90% of the choir is committing fornication among themselves. Is there life in that place? What is operating? Say death. It is possible for you to have 10,000 people and God will be saying, I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for a man. That means in that 10,000 people, the person pastoring them has not been able to raise men. His best attempt cannot raise man for God. He's the water of life that he supplies. The energy lacks the capacity to bring men to a place where God can use them. Supply of spirit is little. Paul was telling us that all you can do for God is dependent on the supply of the spirit that you can minister to men. We cannot live the days of God except by the supply of the spirit that we receive. The Bible says that I work more than others, I labored all more than them all. Yet it is the grace of God that is at work in me. No man have to boast. Meanwhile, you have to walk the grace. Are you with me? The grace is inside, but you put the grace under pressure. You put your spirit man under pressure. How can somebody say that I appeared to him in the dream and told him to come and stay here and be fasting?
I don't understand that. I'm not the one that appeared to you.
It's life. It's life. Some of the things I'm telling you, somebody have told you before, but it didn't make you to change your mind.
Verse 5 said, a wise man will hear.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
And we increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. What does the Bible mean by saying a wise man will hear? Is it this hearing? What does it mean to hear? Eh? Are you sure you are with us? You are not. Verse 6, to understand a proverb and interpretation. The words of the wise. My point here is the last phrase. Are what? Dark sayings. Dark sayings. There will be many dark sayings in these last days. It will take a lot of wisdom for us to be able to understand them. Many things God will be saying, He will be saying it, dark sayings, dark sayings, dark sayings. But for you, it will seem as if it's conversation to you. If God will bless you with wisdom, it will seem as if the things that will be happening, people will be confused. But it will seem as if you already know these things. It is because you have the capacity to understand that sense. If you will seek God, He will make you wise in this. The wisdom we seek is not with men. In fact, you will not understand this scripture until you go to the book of Job. And then you understand from there that the friends of Job saw what is happening. And some of them said, the friend said, it's because you sin. That's what some people say. They look at what is happening and they say, the sins of the world is too much. Is that why what is happening is happening? You don't know, don't answer fast. Job looked at himself and he said, I've done everything I need to do. I offer my sacrifice. I pay my tithe. Say, I pay my tithe. If you don't pay, don't say you pay. Are you with me? I pay my tithe. I give my seeds. I give to my neighbor. I do everything. I pray 3 times a day. Why is this thing happening to me? The Bible said he was self-righteous. I want to ask, what happened to Job? Why did it happen? Huh? Huh? Why did it happen? Why did it happen? Now, that is after. Now, are you with me? Every single person that is interpreting the matter of Job is interpreting it from a perspective that is time-bound. Are you with me? Follow me. But what is happening to Job can only be understood from the scope of eternity. God sat and looked at us. And believed that He has raised so much sons in these last days. You are not getting my point. He has raised so much sons that He can boast with them. I'm here this evening to utter dark sayings. To steer your heart to the capacities that is locked in your spirit. Dark sayings. To it that my generation will hear and arise and know that there is such that is spoken about them. That the seasons that we live in didn't take God by chance. He is so prepared and He's so ready. The days that we think that Elijah is the only prophet, there is 7,000. These men are battle ready.
here to what the dark says. Give me volume. He details the main fear. There is that which God has in store. I with you. God said to Satan, have you seen my servant Job? In the days that God uttered that thing, is it the day to begin to fear? You don't know that which is happening. It is men that dwell in the atrium begin to offer tokens of their wisdom. They said it's because you sin. Some of them said that it's because I'm self-righteous. Elihu got angry. He said, these men speak as if their residence is on earth. They don't know that the times we have entered into is the times that which is in the heart of God, we begin to invade the territory that God has posted with your life. Have you seen my servant Job? He's an upright man. I come out. You are forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before I began. Have you seen my servant Job? He is an upright man. And things began to happen as a result of that saying. There are dark sayings in the heavenly places. Things that God has uttered about our life and about our generation. It is because of those sayings many things began to happen. Men that lack understanding, the wisdom to begin to understand that which was spoken in the heavenly places, they have become victims of the time. You will not be a victim because God will bless you with wisdom. The friends of Job said that it's because you sinned. The Job and his people said, it's because you have offended God. Many people were giving definition to the things that is happening in the generation, in the times. They think it's because of this, and they think it's because of that. Meanwhile, what is causing the things that we see in our generation is beyond the time, is beyond what we see, is beyond what men see. I tell you, it's beyond that. God has boasted with the generation. He says, I have men, I have you, I have Virginus, I have Victor, I have Christopher, I have Dennis, I have men. He is an upright man. Men that can stand in the gates of the territory and begin to stay the hand of the devil. Men, ranking men. Men of stature with the corporate grace that we have in this hand. We can stay the hand of the devil. God is trusting in us. He said to Satan, have you seen my men? And then Satan began to manifest. This is not the season to cower. This is not the season to be afraid. This is the season to manifest the greatness of God that is encoded in our destiny. God has boasted with us. I tell you, God has boasted with you. God has boasted with you. I am here to utter that says. Oh my God. Shoita kabela. Obarates kabena. What is your response in the day that God has busted with your life? What is your response? Will you respond like Canaan? Will you respond like the children of the world? Will you respond like men that is foolish, that lack understanding of the times and seasons, that is bereft of the breaking news that is in the heavens? New seals have been broken, and men are being sealed and elected into the workings of these last days. And you have found yourself in the perimeter of what God is doing. This is the time to cry, God be your God, elect me, your God, seal me, your God, make me the man. Put your hands upon us, O God. Say it. fasted. The Lord has made the knees the bed of a regulator. That men will hear and their hearts will be taught to Jehovah. Suapatila barasente. I go barasamanta baila. Let judges arise. Let watchmen arise. Let mighty men arise. Let the priests arise. Let the kings arise. Arise. Arise and shout. For the light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Even though darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people, your season has come. I am here to utter that saying. Make us wise, O God. Make us wise. That way we understand the thanksgivings of the heavens. Analyze ourselves according to that which is happening in the very throne of God. You are fallen, my enemy is heaven. You are the reason before time began. I this is not the season to whimper. This is not the season to be afraid. This is the season to cry. Touch me, O God. I am willing to be the solution. I am willing to be the answer. Brethren, I am here to open that says, the men that have here we hear, the men that have understanding we know. Understand this power, what I mean is, we hear, read, but we are not able to understand. Make us wise, O God. Kubratambe, kurasabenta liyakabena, aikabete takwa takabanta, kuratapa elekiya kabaya, oh, sulaba ya kakuna, aite sulatande baraya. Make us one. Let me say, I waited for man age to bring the solution. I waited for man to bring the solution. He said, but I was disappointed. We are disappointed for what our people have to offer to the scourge of the devil. So what the devil is raising in this time, then they are bereft of what the heaven is doing. I tell you, you are the weapon of war. You are God's battle axe. You are God's weapon. You are God's last card. You are God's plan for the end time. God has trusted with your life. I am here to utter that saying. I will take up my life. You refer by your name is ever. You are the reason before time began. I see the spirit. I see. Fresh equipment. God is coming from heaven. Even me, you can see. Even me, you can see. We will be clothed and mantled This is no time to be afraid. Lift up your eyes and see. I am caught up in the spirit. It seems as if I'm standing between time and eternity. And then I can see you from the perspective of God. And then I can see from the challenges of men. I pray for everyone under the influence of my voice that God will bring you to that vantage point where you will be able to stand between the land and the sea. Let us stand again between the land and the sea, that we will be able to bring the accurate perspective. John said, my eyes was open, and I saw the mighty angel. He was standing between the land and the sea. Let us stand again on the high places of eternity and time. Make us wise. Somebody cry to me. Open my eyes, make me wise. God has blessed me this generation. There is a mandate upon our generation. This is not time to be afraid. This is time to arise and shine. Oh, ye sons of Jacob. Make us strong. Make us wise. make us strong. Make us one.
Sign on the panel. I did it, man. I did it.
Unto my promise, I will have recompense unto my word. I will hear and I will respond. I will hear and I will respond. I will hear and I will respond.
Covenant keeping God. You are
all things. Yahweh, covenant keeping God, of you are covenant keeping God, and Yahweh, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Two more times. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, oh my God, for you are covenant keeping God, Yahweh. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh. Oh, you are covenant keeping God, Yahweh. The Lord is good and His mercy is enduring forever. The faithful one, the righteous one, the true one. You will come true. We are sure. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name.